Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we are healing out loud. My name is Miyoshi Walker, your host. I am a multi-talented entrepreneur, author, event curator, and founder of A Day's Journey podcast. I have made it my mission with compassion and conviction to offer healing balm to those who have endured the weight of trauma and losses. Believing in faith, we all can have limitless lives in Jesus, that in faith we can be healed. So each week, I'll share heartfelt narratives and insights of testaments to the miraculous strength of faith and restoration of hope, with my heart desires to inspire countless listeners to walk the path of healing and embrace the limitless possibilities found in their faith journey. Let's get into today's episode to take a journey on A Day's Journey podcast. Hello and welcome back to another week of A Day's Journey podcast. Again, I am Miyoshi Walker, your host. And so we are back on another week. I am going to begin on episode 26. And today's topic is, it's personal. And also, always remember to please be sure to download, share, leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any questions, you may send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. Let's get into the episode. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial through their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information. It's personal. Your life, your relationship with God, your purpose, your healing, your cultivated relationships, everything is personal. So today, let's discuss how personally, as individuals, we have to do the work and how those reflections of our life and life journeys is personal in terms of each individual is responsible for those things upon their journey. So let's define personal. Personal is an adjective. And the one definition that I did look up, this is from the Cambridge Dictionary. It states it's relating or belonging to a single or particular person rather to a group or an organization. It also says a personal action is one that is done by someone directly rather than getting another person to do it. Or the last definition, private or relating to someone's private life. And so with that being said, we're going to get personal in terms of those things that has occurred within our lives and how we can, you know, utilize it on our journey, and that this is an individual, personal, you know, relationship with God, personal with our well-being, personal with where we're going on our journey. But that doesn't mean that we will not have, you know, assistance along the way or guidance along the way or, you know, things that come up to, you know, cultivate and prepare us to where we are going and the things that we have to do in order to fulfill our purpose and our destinies. And so what my personal story I would like to start out with is that when I understood that my journey was personal and it wasn't my identity of my parents, my husband, or my experiences, that's when the shift began to take place. Because as being a, you know, quiet or introverted child or in young adult, I'm going to, you know, equate it to that piece. But however, when I understood that my journey was personal and it wasn't tied to the identity of my parents, my husband, or my experiences, you know, I began to pivot and have a different mindset, knowing that, you know, this was personal. I had to, you know, execute the things that God had laid upon my heart and mind. And I had to become that wife, that mother, that daughter, that friend, and the person that God created me to be. And I never forget that during this journey of, you know, growth and on this path of purpose, that God began to show me who I was individually, and it became personal. You know, we can all be tied to the identities of what we're accustomed to and that feels familiar, you know, those family values that you grew up with, or those things that, you know, that you just relate to in relationships, or your experiences that tie you to those things. But when God began to show me and to begin stripping me of certain things and allow me to become more like Him, and knowing that this journey and my purpose that had to be fulfilled was personal. And so let's discuss on some things on becoming personal and things that we have dealt with life purpose and healing in our individual journey. So the first thing I wanted to discuss was life purpose. And so life purpose is a deeply personal and unique aspect of our existence. So it's the reason that we believe we are here. And it often, you know, evolves us as growing and changing, because in Proverbs 19 and 21, it states, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So we have to know that we can make those plans, or God placed those plans in our heart, but it's His purpose that will prevail, no matter how we try to go around it, under it, or over it. His purpose and His will prevail. And so with life purpose, you know, we each have a unique life purpose, because it's unique upon every individual. It's not a one size fit all concept, but it's one that, you know, where each one has value and passion and these spiritual beliefs and what God has put within us. And then it evolves over time and can be influenced by those personal experiences and growth that we experience through our journey. And so with God's plan, we can have the understanding that life purpose is personal, and it involves recognizing that it's often and is aligned with God's divine plan. So that means that as individuals, we have to seek what our purpose is. We should also seek God's guidance to discern what He has in that path that He has for us for our life purpose. And so the next thing I would like to discuss is the healing component, because, you know, we all are healing in some type of form or fashion, and whether it's mentally, spiritually, or emotionally, you know, whether it's childhood traumas, past traumas, or things that we're dealing with into today's society. And so healing can take place in many forms, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, as I mentioned. And so each person's journey to healing is personal and can involve different challenges. So in Psalms 147 and 3, it says, He heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. And we can have the faith in knowing that God can heal our broken heart and bind up those wounds. I never forget over times and thinking back and reflecting, times where I felt broken, times that I felt, you know, that I was beyond repair, and I began to pray and my heart was broken and I felt like, you know, I couldn't make it through, or I couldn't make resolve of it. God began to bind up those wounds over time. And, you know, I became healed in those areas that I felt like that I would never heal from. And so when we heal, those things take diverse forms within our lives, because healing is a multifaceted concept. You know, it involves physical, emotional, and spiritual things that we have to experience and go through. So each person's journey to healing can involve those various challenges, because overcoming physical illness, emotional wounds, or just those things of finding those inner peace and spiritual, you know, reconciliations of things that we have, you know, experienced or gone through. But healing, it takes time and patience as well, because healing is a gradual process, and it is, you know, designed for each individual on how they need to and how they should heal individually. And so it's very crucial to acknowledge that, you know, healing can't be rushed, because yes, we can have faith and trust and believe in God and knowing that He will. But if we do not, you know, take time to go through the processes of becoming healed, you know, we can stay stagnant and in the same position. And the scripture reminds us that God is the ultimate healer. And through patience and trust, we can experience His restorative power in Him. And if we have the faith, we can be healed. And all we need is the faith of a mustard seed. And that is not a lot of faith, but all we need is that faith of a mustard seed, and we can experience God's restorative power in healing. Because in His word, if we have faith and we believe that God can heal, and it's shown time and time in His word, we all have the power and authority and the right to be healed wholeheartedly. And I always often think about, you know, when we talk about God and faith and healing, and, you know, I understand healing take time, but I often wonder when we, or I hear individuals say, I will never be healed or forever be healed, but whatever God's will is. But for me, in faith, I'm believing in God that He will heal me and that I can become whole, and I don't have to stay there, because I don't want to get caught up in believing or thinking that I cannot, because I want to activate my faith and knowing that God can heal me in any area where I'm broken, and He can provide those individuals and those things that I need along the way to become healing, but most of all, trust and depend on Him and in Him. And so the next thing I want to discuss is that our personal journeys. So each person's journey through life is definitely unique and filled with those personal experiences and those trials and those things that grow us. But it's essential to understand that when we compare our journey to someone else, we most likely will not be productive, because we cannot, you know, focus on our journey if we're looking over at other individual journeys. And so in Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And so when we know that God knows the plans for us, and that He have our future in mind and can give us hope, you know, what else is like not comparing to that, and knowing that He strategically, individual, carved out each of our journeys and have a purpose for each of us, because He know the plans for us. And then when we are on our personal journey, when we compare and, you know, to others, we all are unique in our own way, because God crafted and created us in that way. So it's important to understand that comparing to someone else's journey is counterproductive. So each person's path is unique, and we have to not try to fit into someone else's mold, because that can hinder our growth and our fulfillment. And so when we embrace those life seasons, when we're going through on our personal journey, we have to recognize that, you know, life does come with a series of seasons, and each does have its purpose. And sometimes, you know, we are in a season of learning and growth, while other times we may be in a season of challenge or rest, but we have to embrace the uniqueness of each season and allow it to become a part of our personal journeys. Because, you know, I might be in a season of learning and growth, but then it may be a time where I'm in a season of challenges and rest. But however, we have to continue to remain with the faith and knowing that, in, like, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, that God knows the plans that He has for us. Because I know that anything, and I state this all the time, anything that I went through or go through is not wasted, because God is perfecting the thing within me. He is purposing and positioning me in what He knows that
he has purpose and have the plans for me to do. So that's the personal journey. And so ultimately, you know, I stand on prayer. Prayer is the lifeline, the communication, you know, how we, you know, talk to God, how we hear from God and all of those things. So the next thing we should do is pray for guidance. And praying to God for guidance is personal and a powerful practice that each of us should experience and deal with. It allows us to seek that divine wisdom and clarity from him in those things. And so that we would know how to move and maneuver and navigate through life. And when we seek that divine wisdom and clarity of our life and on our healing journey, we can trust in him. Just like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our paths. And so when we ask and pray for guidance, God will do that. Because with this prayer, it's a personal relationship with God. Our prayer for guidance is a personal and powerful practice that each of us should take. It's not just something about asking for direction, but also about nurturing our personal relationship with God. And through prayer, we can seek his wisdom, guidance, and a deeper connection with him. And then we can discern God's will, because praying, it means of discerning his will in our life. And it's also a way to align our personal goals and choices with his plan, because we're acknowledging that his guidance is ultimately leading and fulfilling our life when we can, you know, ultimately depend on him and ask him for that guidance and to allow ourselves to move out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us through on our journeys. And then when we begin the next topic on embracing our personal faith, you know, when we, our faith is a deep personal aspect that each individual have with God in our relationship with God. And so it can influence us how we perceive our purpose and healing and our journey of where we're going. But we have to embrace that personal faith, because Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And so when we on this faith journey, it's personal. Faith is a deep personal aspect of our relationship with God. It's not a one size fit all. Again, you know, whether we on this journey of this personal discovery and conviction, but we have to embrace those personal faith components that involve, you know, strengthening our beliefs in him, trusting in God's timing, having the faith that include trusting in his timing and his sovereignty. Because when we understand that God's plans may not always align with our expectations, we have to trust that his plan is ultimately for our future and our best that he has outlined, because we have to know that we have to have that personal faith in him, have that faith that things will, you know, work in his favor for our good. And so we have to know that we have to embrace that personal faith within him. And the next topic I want to discuss is respecting those differences, because it's important to respect the, you know, different diverse paths that each individual take on their spiritual journey. And because I'm not in one place versus where the other person is, or no matter how long that, you know, you are, you know, with the relationship of Christ, everyone's journey is different. So we have to respect the differences. And so with God's guidance, it's personal and tailored to each individual unique needs. So in Romans 14:1, it says, except the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. And so when we, as the verse says, except the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters, we have to respect other person's differences, because everyone is different and unique. Everyone is purposed for a different reason. Everyone growth aspect is different. So when we have that unity and diversity of knowing that we can respect each other's differences on this journey, we can understand that the unique diversity within our faith community is just simply respecting and recognizing that everyone could be on a different path, but we can coexist together. And we have to show that we can love and accept each and every person as we respect their differences, because it's very essential to show love and acceptance towards other, even if their spiritual journey look different from our own. And so this reflects the unconditional love that God has for all of his children. And because I'm in one place and another individual in one place, that doesn't make me any better or less than the next person. So we have to respect those differences when we're, you know, on this journey, on our personal journey. And then the last but not least thing I want to discuss is nurturing our personal connection with God. You know, we have to build that personal connection with God through prayer and meditation and studying his word and scripture, and knowing that it's essential for our purpose, healing, and while we're on this journey, because in James 4:8, it says, come near to God and he would come near to you. And I love this scripture as well, because another version says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And so when we do that, and when we, I'm reminded of, you know, the statement of whatever spirit you feed the most, that's the one that you become, because we have to build that strong foundation. We have to nurture that personal connection with God through prayer and meditation and studying his word, because it's essential for understanding our purpose and our healing and our life journey. And it can build that strong foundation of spiritual growth. So when those things happen and those occurrences happen, we can operate in faith and knowing that no matter what, God has our best interest at heart. He can see me through when I'm broken. He can see me through when I don't know which way to go. He can give me direction and guidance when I don't know what to do or how to do it. He can, you know, heal me in brokenness. He can correct and restore those things that need to be restored. So when we're staying connected in all seasons of our lives, we're maintaining that personal connection with God. It's just not during the highs and lows. It should be consistent through all the seasons of our lives. Not when just something is going wrong, we, you know, revert to having that personal connection, but even when things are good and going right, because God is our source of strength and comfort and guidance in every circumstance. So we should definitely depend on him. Thank you for joining us. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Let's heal out loud. And may you heal on your journey daily of becoming whole and free. If you have questions or would like to share your journey, please reach out to us at our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or our social media channels at adaysjourneypodcast. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care and God bless. Many blessings. Stay well and nurture your soul. I want to hear from you, your thoughts of this episode. Do not forget to leave a review on the Apple Podcast so that we can get the word out to others as well. We're healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings. Have a good rest of the week.